The person who knows my commands and keeps them, that's who loves me. And the person who loves me will be loved by my Creator, and I will love them and make myself plain to them. Now Judas, not Iscariot, said, Master, why is it that you are about to make yourself plain to us, but not the world? And Jesus responded, because a loveless world is a sightless world. If anyone loves me, they will carefully keep my word, and my Creator will love them. We'll move right into the neighborhood. Not loving me means not keeping my words. The message you are hearing isn't mine. It is the message of my Creator who sent me. I am telling you these things while I still am living with you. The friend, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, whom God will send at my request, will make everything plain to you. The Holy Spirit will remind you of all the things that I have told you. I am leaving you well and whole. Listen to that again, please. Because in the world that we live in today, I think we missed this. I am leaving you well and whole. That is my parting gift to you, peace. I don't leave you in the way that you're used to being left, feeling abandoned, bereft. So don't be upset and don't be distraught. You've heard me tell you I'm going away and I'm coming back. If you love me, you would be glad that I am on my way to the Creator, because the Creator is the goal and the purpose of my life.
Yeah.
In church life and in the world we live in, we're always somehow just short. That we're somehow not good enough. There's something that we got to do to make it okay. I know that if you are part of the LGBT community, that is all we ever hear, is how bad is it that you would love somebody of the same gender? That you would dare to think that expressing your gender identity is somehow wrong and mocking God. And yet, here's Jesus saying, oh, hey, when I left, you're fine. I think you really need to hold on to that. And for you at your age, I'm going to tell you straight up, and I would say it to Francesca and Jessica, and especially Genesee, because Genesee just made applied for a special program that she was going to be able to go to Morocco. And she was all excited about it. It's her first big decision, you know. And there were, how many was it that applied? It was 3,600 or something. It was some ridiculously high number of people that applied. And she didn't make it. She didn't make the cut. And I looked at her and I said, you know, God is always with us. There are other things that are going to come along that we have to pay attention to. And she was really thinking. She had put everything into this program, and she was sitting there thinking to herself, hey, I'm not good enough. And that's not the point. That is not the point. We are never, and I want you to hear this really clearly, we are never not good enough. We always, always have a place with God. So that's number one. But there's something even more critical to this whole thing that Jesus started. And let me ask you this question to see how good your church knowledge is. How many know what the commandments are that Jesus gave us? How many commandments in Jesus' teaching did he give us? Sure.
He gave us two.
Two? Okay. I've got two people saying two. All right. What are the two?
Love God, your parents with all your heart, mind, and soul.
That is not his commandment.
Amen.
That's not his commandment. That is what commandment? That's part of the ten.
Mm-hmm.
Remember? That comes from when they tried to get him in a corner, and they said to him, or he asked, what is the greatest commandment? And the response was, to love your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That is the first commandment. The second commandment is like it, to love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the rest. Those are commandments that are already in place. So I'm asking, what is the commandment or commandments that Jesus gave us? Are you ready? Are you ready for the quote? You ready? Here it is. And I quote, a new command I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you. And by the way, that is the only commandment that Jesus ever gave. It's the only one. It empowers the other 10. But when you hear this now, this is why this makes this important. The person who knows my commandments, and what's that commandment? That you love one another as I have loved you. The person who keeps that commandment is the one who loves me. And the person who loves me will be loved by my Creator, and I will love them and make myself plain to them. So what I'm saying to you this morning is, there it is. This isn't about getting beat up every time you think about your faith. All you have to do is want a relationship with God, and in that relationship with God, practice that one commandment, that you love one another the way that Jesus loves you. Now, folks, you can sit there, we'll ask the magic question, how did Jesus love you? Okay? You could go back into all the stories that you find in the Bible where we talk about what Jesus did. Okay, let's see. There was the person who they were going to put to death, right? Because they broke some law. And Jesus said, no, you can't do that unless you're completely free of sin. And then, as I think it was Billy brought up, that this goes even beyond the people who were Christian, because remember the Samaritan woman that Jesus had a conversation with, and he wasn't supposed to be talking to her because she wasn't Jewish? Yeah. Oh, and then there was the Roman soldier whose son was sick. And the Roman soldier, not only was he not a Jew or a Samaritan, but he really had no religious belief other than they thought the emperor was God. And when he came to Jesus saying, my son is sick, what did Jesus do? He said, you know what? Your faith is incredible. It's as you asked. And by the time he got home, his son was well. So when we start talking about keeping the commands of Jesus, it's really simple. Love one another as I have loved you. So all you got to think about is, how did Jesus treat people? I know there's that silly thing from years ago with the bracelets. What was it? WJD? What would Jesus do? Well, you don't have to wear that. Just think about it. It's about love, folks. It's about forgiveness. It is about treating each other with integrity and dignity. And nobody can take that from you. Now, in the standard translation of this, Jesus ultimately says, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives. All right? So if we understand what's being said at this point, then we really get it. It isn't the one who has the most money. It isn't the one who has the most power. It isn't the best looking. It isn't the best dressed. It isn't about having the biggest house. It isn't having a opposite gender partner and having 2.5 kids, a dog and a cat, and two cars that makes everything good. It's the peace and the assurance of knowing that you are with God and that You know, there are some churches where they keep attendance records, right? You know, and unless you're there 3 out of 4 Sundays, they don't consider you an active member. Or there's other places where if you haven't done confession, you don't get to go to communion. There's other places that if you don't dress right, if you don't say the right things, if you aren't part of the right political party, then somehow you don't belong and somehow you're not right. But all you got to do is come back to this story where Jesus says, look, it's really simple. Keep my command. If you keep this command, then I know that you love me. And if you love me, I know that God will love you. It does not get any simpler than that. Your mom loves you, right? And you love your mom. That's exactly what God is saying to you this morning. That's exactly what Jesus was teaching us. Is that when it comes to understanding our relationship with God, it is loving one another as God and as Jesus loves us. God bless you.